You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
On the Solemn Attention Podcast Unfiltered, my main focus is to help millennials get the purpose. And coincidentally, Deion Sanders is a man that seems that he's very Christ-centered, and he talked a lot about that he felt that going to Jackson State was part of his purpose and part of his mission. And so I thought it would be good for us to kind of talk about a little bit, because I think that there's some lessons that we can all learn from that. And I'm not going to get into whether or not I agree or disagree, if he's going to leave or not, or if should he leave, all that. I'm not going to get into all that. The only lesson that I want to pull from that, that I admire him from, because I think that I admired him for, and I think that it just kind of speaks to some of the work that we try to talk about on this platform. Because, and I want you to make sure that you also, when we talk about this topic, get my book as well, in the link in this description, Turn Down the Volume of People. You know, that's part one of this series. But I think the major lesson that we can learn from this, no matter what side of the fence you want, because all of us who are trying to grow as millennials, we're trying to evolve to our higher selves. We're trying to be our authentic selves. We're trying to be true to who we are and what we believe in. We're all going to face people. And I believe that Deion did, that Coach Prime Sanders, the major lesson that I think he did a great job is to show us how to block out people. How to block out people that might disagree with you, people who may not understand your journey, understand your call, understand your vision, understand the decisions that you made, understand all the things that swirling around that cause you to make the decisions. I can applaud Deion Sanders for blocking off people, for blocking out people. So many of us millennials, we don't evolve to our highest self. We don't become our authentic self. We don't, because we are so scared of people. We're so scared that if we step out on faith and do something that we want to do that might be different, that people are going to talk about us, or people are going to ostracize us, or we won't be welcomed by here, or people think we're weird. There are so many millennials that I meet that have so much talent, gifts. They can make so many contributions, but they're so scared to be different. They're so scared of people, what people might say. And so they live their lives in a false reality. And they don't ever become their true self. They come up with a self that they think people are going to accept because they are concerned about people. And so I think the lesson that I want to pull there is that if we're going to grow, if we're going to evolve, if we are truly going to live our authentic selves, we cannot be concerned with people. Our job is to be true to our mission, our core, and what we believe. And people are going to agree. People are going to disagree. People are going to love you. People are going to do all these different things. But it's our job to stay focused on what our mission is and what we believe our core is. And if you don't know your core, I want to challenge you to find your core. I want to challenge you to do the work so that you won't be shifted every time somebody disagrees with you. You stand true to who you are. You stand true to what you believe in. And so I can applaud Coach Prime for that. I can applaud him for standing firm on his purpose, on what he believed. We can debate it. We can get into the pros and cons, but I can applaud him for staying focused, for trying to fulfill his commitment in spite of who may agree or disagree. And I think that there's some lessons that we can pull from that. How can we stand firm when things don't look like it's promising, or we're not getting what we thought we was going to get, or we're making decisions, but, you know, we feel like it's the right decision, but it doesn't feel good. It looks good, but it doesn't feel good. Will we still move forward if we believe that that decision is central to our focus, to our purpose? I think there's some lessons that we can learn. And so I want to encourage you to keep growing. I want to encourage you to keep evolving and keep elevating to your highest self. I want you to know that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who your background is. It doesn't matter what you didn't have. My life is a living testament that it does not matter, that you still have purpose. You still have great things that you can contribute to this earth. You still have value. You still have meaning. You are loved. You are appreciated. And you were designed with an intentional purpose. So if you hadn't heard that from anybody, you heard it from me. If you don't have anybody in your family that can speak life over you, turn on this episode and hear my annoying voice and play what I just said over and over again, because I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. This podcast is on a mission. We are going to impact a million millennials by 2027. We're going to do it. We're going to do it with your help, because I'm on an assignment. I'm on a focus to ensure that as many millennials as I can help encourage them and use my life and allow people to share their lives to get you to live a life on purpose, to get you to grow, to get you to evolve, to get you to look beyond where you are and to look at who you're supposed to become. So that's my one lesson from Coach Prime, you know. Probably wasn't what you expected, but I want to put that out there. Turn down the volume of people. Thank you for listening to the Solomon Teaching Podcast.